Act. Shoddy evidence is tipping the scales in favor of lawyers who want to cash in on big paydays and put employers out of business. But the good news? The legislature can fix this by overriding the governor's veto of two common sense legal reform bills. Let's make Missouri a good place to do business again. Call your legislators at 573-751-2000 and ask them to override the governor's veto of these much-needed legal reform bills. Again, that's 573-751-2000. It's crucial we override the governor's veto. Paid for by the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform and sponsored by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Stop by your nearest Firestone Complete Auto Care this Thursday through Sunday for big savings, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Minions Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume
up. Yeah, turn that volume up.
Got lots to share. Listen in your car.
Or your underwear. Right now in your car. Strip down to your underwear.
It's fun.
Skinny dipping.
So join his partners and hear.
Come on, do it.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full.
Take that blouse off.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
poopies.
That's right, Homer. That's the best thing in the world.
Stand up. We're about to get Minions Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the September 13th. Ooh, you know, I just realized today is Tuesday the 13th. One of the other dumb things we haven't done for a while. Welcome. The Playhouse today is brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. The joke will be brought to you by Mark and Jason. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. That's why it's called. I guess it could have been called Clayton Dental Care, but originally they were on Ballast and not Clayton. It's Ballast Dental Care. And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about how I've been going there for 43 years and why you should consider it too. But first... Right at the control board. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
A nice interview today with the Ladue News. And Paul Brown, who conducted the interview, asked me about running bits and just stupid ongoing gags.
We don't do any of those.
I was trying to think that one of them was something that Rat Boy says every day, and I couldn't remember what it is. What is it you say every
cheese.
Day? Cheese. That's it. I couldn't remember. Oh. It's cheese. Now I remember. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Just don't hear good polka music, just everything. Yeah, you deserve it, Bruce. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I am addressing now. I'm addressing everybody. I'm addressing you if you go to Ballast Dental Care by saying thank you. Thank you for going there, especially those of you who have started going there as a result of listening to this show. Thank you very much for that. I'm now addressing the people who have a dentist, but you're not just real wild about it. And there are lots of you. You know, you go to the dentist, you get a checkup, but you dread it. You know you do. Not very friendly. It's just something you have to do. I'm talking to you. Now I'm talking to people also who don't go to the dentist at all. And you might not have been for 20 years. You think I'm kidding? I've actually heard from a listener who hadn't been to the dentist for 20 years. And they finally went to Ballast Dental Care and wrote me the greatest email saying how ashamed they were and sort of mad at in this case, himself, that he assumed going to any dentist would be like the horrible experience from 20 years ago. And he was wrong. And now he's found a dental home, and he's going twice a year, and he's so glad he finally did something about it. The problem is, the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get, and the more it's going to cost, and it just gets very complicated. So put an end to it now. If you haven't been to the dentist for a while, why don't you go where I go? I've gone there for 43 years. I'm very lucky. I had good teeth, never any major issues, never wore braces, still have my wisdom teeth. And you may have healthy teeth, you may have a problem. You don't want to mess with gum disease and stuff. It's not good. Not good. Get it taken care of. Ballast Dental Care. Again, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Hey!
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have a great app. It is STL Taxi. It's free. Put it in your phone. You never know when you're going to need it, because the only cab you want to take is a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Bill, before you start, you got my text about your digital magazine. Is that what it's called? Your digital newsletter?
Yeah, the email you sent me last night. I got that, yeah.
And what do you call it, a digital magazine?
It's a magazine, but it's on a digital platform, so people can read it on their iPad or desktop or phone.
I got to tell you something. I've told you before, your video stuff is really good. It is really well done. And you've put hours and a couple of hundred hours in that. I mean, it'd be a lot of writing, a lot of photography, and well edited. So tell people how they can see that.
Well, it's called Rediscover America, and it is a magazine that, I believe it'll be monthly. Maybe it'll be bi-monthly. We're going to try and do it monthly, but basically it's sort of a journal of what I get to kind of see and do when I travel and go on all these road trips that you hear me talk about. So I do interviews with interesting people and photos and things, you know, interesting places and all these things. And so, it's a lot of fun. And you mentioned there's some video and audio in there as well. So
the question was, how do they find it?
Sorry. I know. I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. You go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and then you can see the current issue, and then you can also sign up for it. It takes 2 seconds to sign up.
Here's what I like about it. Look, people are all the time going, well, where are we going to go? We got a couple of days off. We got three, got a week, whatever. But look at this thing. You'll get some ideas you may have never thought of, because he's been a few places. So kudos. Good job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the plug. Well, Green Party candidate Jill Stein said yesterday that she would not have assassinated Osama bin Laden. Yeah, a comment like that could really hurt her poll number.
Boy, it sure could.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, now she's not going to get elected.
Yeah.
Did you get it, though? Poll number. That's all she had.
Her poll number. No, I didn't even get it.
Oh, it wasn't even.
It slipped right by.
It wasn't plural.
Her number. That's good. Man.
Hopefully somebody else.
Now it's even funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Donald Trump said he hopes Hillary Clinton gets better and wished her well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, when Hillary heard that, Trump said, when Hillary heard that Trump said this, she passed out again.
And I'm sure
he did what now?
There.
Who said what? To
no,
who?
No, let him keep.
He
let
said
him
he hopes she gets let him, well.
Let him, I stumbled. That's on me. That one's on me.
On. Yeah. You might have
on the Charlie Rose show. On the Charlie Rose show last night, Bill Clinton was asked about his own health. He said, quote, "I get up every morning and just hit it." That's what he said. I get up every morning and just hit it. Oddly enough, that's also his profile bio on Match.com.
Yeah. He hits it a lot.
Yes, he does. And finally,
I just get up and I just hit it. That's all. Just hit it.
Well, an autograph expert said that Hillary Clinton's autograph is the most valuable of all the candidates. For instance, a Hillary Clinton signed hat is worth about $1,500, while a Gary Johnson signed hat is worth whatever the hat cost originally, minus a few bucks for the Gary Johnson signature.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland, off 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Thanks. Bye.
I'm telling you, got a lot of work in that digital magazine thing. Pretty impressive. Okay, now, I want to say hello to Tony. I've talked about Tony before. There's a little jewelry store on Manchester. It's about like a mile and a half east of 270. And Sophia's Jewelry, and Tony's in there. And then pay for this. They're not a sponsor. It's a little jewelry store. I've been going in there for years. I took five watches in there because I've lost this weight and my wrist is smaller. And these watches just flop around on my wrist. In less than 15 minutes, he took links out of all five of these watches. I've taken watches in for batteries. So if you're ever looking for a little jewelry store, the little jewelry store that could, Sophia's Jewelry in the Cambridge little strip mall, Manchester, about a mile to a mile and a half east from 270 on the left-hand side as you're going east. My son, older son, tipped me off to this. I guess you just go to YouTube. I don't know where else you can watch it. It's called Primitive Technology. Peon knew what it was. This is a guy who, unlike Bear Grylls, where he tries to make it look like he's a real survivor, but he's got a crew of people. It's kind of a fake deal. This guy gets dropped off in the middle of nowhere, him and his camera. You can't believe what this guy can do. It's like he's living in 1400 or something. Or before that, making fire with a couple of sticks and building a hut. And he's in his no shoes. That's just what amazed me. The guy's barefoot, and he's walking across the rocky, rough terrain.
He's acting like he's living back.
Which I guess is what...
In prehistoric times, right.
You know, cave people did. They didn't have any shoes. I saw him make shoes out of the straps of a backpack or something. This guy is very innovative, so it's called Primitive Technology. And again, I'm going to be sorry I did this because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get to my email. Frank, what was the name of that show? I try to avoid it. Please don't email me, ask. I can't send 50 different people the name of a show. Primitive Technology. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're having a golf tournament a week from this Friday at Normandy Golf Club. Never been there. But I do know it's a public course. And I also know we're sold out and that there's only one way now to get in, and that's to play with me, Peon, and Dan. You'll be the fourth in our foursome. It's a bidding war. The current high bid is $2,000. The clock's going to run out, and Bill is going to take it for $2,000. If you say, well, that's a lot of money, yeah, you're right, but it goes to a good place. Backstoppers. They love the police, and so do we. So if you want to top $2,000 by at least $500, you can get a hold of me at frankopinion@yahoo.com. Give me your name and phone number. I will call you to confirm and verify that you'd like to pay $2,500 or $3,000. You'll have a fantastic day, 18 holes playing with the three of us. The other thing that came to mind was when I knew we were going to this place, I'm not a country club person. I have belonged to two country clubs ever, but they were complimentary memberships. And I have a complimentary membership right now at a private club in St. Louis. I haven't been there in 6 years. Now, I had a complimentary membership to the Legends in Eureka when it was owned by Carmelo Natoli. He was nice enough to give me a membership. And I went there and I played back when I thought I would play golf. And I'm reminded of something that happened. One of the most embarrassing days for me in my life. And
was I with you?
No. Oh. No. Even really? More embarrassing than being with you.
Oh,
no, even,
wow.
And here's what it was. These clubs usually have a dress code. Shirt tail has to be in when you play golf. You can't. And in the case with a lot of them, if you go in the dining room, you can't have denim. You don't want any jeans. It was Mother's Day, and it was about 12 years ago. And I thought, you know what, I never really go to use the dining room, but they had a Mother's Day special and a big buffet. And if you've ever been to a private country club, I've never seen one that didn't have fantastic food.
It's
tremendous food. So I thought, okay, I'll have my parents come up from Tennessee. We'll take my mom, my dad, all three of my kids, and we'll go have a Mother's Day brunch at this Legends. Now, the Legends is under completely different ownership now, so this in no way is a comment about, I don't know anything about the Legends now. So we go in, and I have a reservation, and we're seated. And I told the story once before. The hostess walks over and leans down to me, and she says, I am so sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And I thought she meant just me. And I said, what did I do? She said, no, it's not you. Your daughter has on a denim skirt.
Oh.
No, I'm not kidding. And I said, are you kidding? And she said, no, I'm not. And she says, this is so awkward. Now, what was embarrassing was we had already been seated. We had water and some. We had to get up in front of a full dining room and be shown the door with my parents there. And I asked the lady, I said, was this really necessary? My daughter had on a really nice outfit. You women, you know what denim skirts are. I said, was this necessary? She said, no, it wasn't. And it wouldn't have been except for one person who's in this dining room.
Oh.
And this is that guy
who
a couple of years before, his son had been sent packing because he had blue jeans.
So he's going to make sure everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he, when he sees us come in, he walks. He's a member. He walks over to her and he goes, "Hey, that girl's got on a denim skirt. If my son had to be tossed off the property, then she's got to go too." So my whole family.
What a jerk!
To get up and walk out with a walk of shame
on Mother's Day.
On
too.
Mother's Day, yeah, and. Look, when you have your parents, you always like to impress your parents. I thought, oh, man, this is going to be great. They're going to be so impressed. They've never been to a country club, and they weren't allowed that day to go to one either. And so we ended up going to just a little Italian restaurant and having, you know, early lunch or something. I'll never forget that.
I remember golfing with you, and it was just the two of us, and we were on one of the holes. I won't even say what hole it was, but there were homes around there. You drove the ball, and it kind of went straight in the fairway.
Okay.
I hit the ball, and it went off to the right and hooked.
House.
And, yeah. And
I remember this.
It went over the house and across the street and hit a house, and we heard it go,
yeah.
And we got in the cart and went and picked your ball up and went on the green. We just took off.
I played. Golf is an interesting thing. You can talk about this forever. I played with somebody. I forgot when it was or where, but they hit a ball, and it hit a house. I mean, hit it hard. The owner comes charging out of the house, running toward us. He sees that we're playing. He doesn't know which one hit the ball. And he's charging like a bull at us. And so I took the golf cart and headed toward him, head on. We're going head to, and I stopped it right in front of him. And I said, are you running out on this course? You think you're going to take care of some kind of business because somebody hit your house? He goes, you damn right. And I said, well, let me tell you something. I got news for you. When you build a home on a golf course
exactly. In
the middle of the fairway, yes. I said, let me ask you a question. How many times has this house been hit? This is not the first time. It gets hit all the damn time, and I'm tired of it. I said, well, then you know what? You need to move because you're not going to know which one of us hit the ball. You're going to have to deal with all four of us. Go back in your house. And he turned around and walked back in. But it's true.
Yeah.
You live on a golf course.
Oh, yeah. If you're on the course, it's like.
Yeah. We'll talk about golf later, but thank you to those of you who helped us sell this thing out. It sold out pretty quickly, and we're glad it did. We're going to have a great time that day. And I'm telling you, if you got a little money, and you know who you are, and lots of you do who listen, come on. Bill's in at $2,000 to play with the three of us. You never know what will happen the way Dan hits and Peon hits. We could destroy something.
Oh, yeah.
And you will be there as a witness when it happens. Our joke is brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. It's a short joke, but a good one. And, Paul, if you're listening, I know when we interviewed you, said, do you know the joke today? And I said, yeah, I do. I changed my mind. I've changed the joke. If you have a financial advisor, good for you. That's a very smart thing to do. But here's another smart thing to do. Get a second opinion. Can't hurt. I'm inviting you to have a conversation with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are with Stiefel Nicklaus. Stiefel Nicklaus. Actual name, Stiefel Nicklaus & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE. What they'll do, they'll sit down and take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. And they'll determine if your portfolio is performing as well as they think it should be or could be. They will tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies that you may have overlooked or maybe your current advisor might have overlooked. They'll explain options for things like claiming Social Security benefits. So they'll just they'll tell you if you're on the right track. And they actually will. If you're on the right track, they will. I've heard from people who said, wow, I was really surprised. I thought they'd want to change everything and go, oh, this is all wrong. But no, they said we're doing some smart things. No, they will. If you're doing something right, they'll say, this is good. You're doing the right thing. But you have to set up the meeting. It's complimentary. What do you got to lose? Second opinion cannot hurt. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Everything you need to know. Phone number and more is at markandjason.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I changed the joke about 15 minutes ago because Peon showed me a video real quickly of a documentary, and it reminded me of this joke, and it's a quick joke. Guy goes in for a complete physical. He hasn't been to the doctor in like 20 years. It's a complete blood work, everything. MRI, and the doctor says, Bill, I need to see you in my office. He closes the door. He says, Bill, I got bad news, and then I got other bad news. He says, Doc, what are you trying to say? He says, well, I'll just get right to it. You have cancer. Bill says, wow, cancer. He goes, yeah. He says, well, what's the other bad news? He says, well, you also have the most severe advanced short-term memory loss I have ever seen. And Bill says, well, at least I don't have cancer.
All right, let's see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, it looks like we may have an incident on eastbound Highway 70 at Lucas and Hunt. We're out checking it, but it does look like we've got some delays going through that area. If you're traveling on westbound 364, it's heavy from Bennington Place out to the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70 was stacking up at 270 through 5th Street. Eastbound Highway 40, it is slow now from Chesterfield Parkway East up through Mason. You're slow again from Lindbergh to Big Bend with that baseball traffic. Southbound 270, midway between Dorset and Page down to Doherty Ferry running slow. We have eastbound 40 downtown heavy still from about Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Stop by your nearest Firestone Complete Auto Care this Thursday through Sunday for big savings, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Jim Huer. 6:30 to 9 on Tuesday night. Brendan Weesey and I start to break down Mizzou in Georgia. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we're talking NFL with Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
You've heard me talk about R&R Sanitation, and it's a great St. Louis company, and yes, they give back to the community. For example, they wanted me to take time to tell you that they are a proud sponsor of the Motorcycle Poker Run. It's to support an organization called Healing Action, and that's an agency that helps women who have experienced commercial sexual exploitation. That money is raised to heal and rebuild their lives, and R&R Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the event. It's September 18th, and to find out more, you want to go to healingaction.org. And that's another reason why R&R Sanitation is such a great company, because it is local. And that's why we support local here at the Big 550 KTRS, because, well, local companies are in touch with the community and they give back to the community. So for all of your sanitation needs, a parade, work done on the house, a fall festival, R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com.
All right, so last week we get a big hailstorm. And a true story, someone gets a phone call from a company that does roofs within 15 minutes of these hailstones hitting the roof of their house. And you know what? A few months from now, you're not even going to be able to find that company. There's companies around, a few, that have been around a long time and will be around a long time. Allen Roofing, one such place since 1972. They're not hail specialists. They're not storm specialists. They're roofing, siding, and gutter specialists for over 40 years. And it's all that they do, and they do it as well, if not better, than anyone else. So says Contractor Magazine. Also, you want more information? Check out the website at aroofing.net. Three locations, St. Peter's, Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. You need a new roof or you need your existing roof fixed? Call Allen Roofing.
Have you been putting off finding that dream home, dreading the process of a move? I get it, but you don't need to put your dreams on hold. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group. When I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience fast and easy. Our team of design and stagers, marketing, mortgage, buying and selling experts, takes the burden off you and helps sell your home for top dollar fast. We also specialize in new construction. At no cost to you, we will negotiate the best price and help guide the selection decisions to ensure the house is exactly what you want and will be resold at top dollar when you move. Tiny mistakes in the new construction process can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Why not work with us at no cost to you? There's no time to waste in today's hot market, so call us at 314-276-SOLD. That's 314-276-7653 or online at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams, Realty West.
If you have sleep apnea, a CPAP system can be a lifesaver, but not if it's making you sick.
I've been using a CPAP for 6 years, and every year I would get upper respiratory infections. Last year I was very sick over and over again for a total of 5 months, coughing, sneezing, feeling terrible.
A dirty CPAP can make you sick, but now SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-2016.
Out of desperation, I searched the internet and found this amazing and wonderful product. I've been using the SoClean machine for 8 months now and have not had a single infection.
SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes, and it's completely hands-free. Don't wait. You owe it to your health to call for your risk-free trial right now. Call 1-800-400-2016. 1-800-400-2016.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured for liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Put on your lederhosen and grab your steins for the largest family-friendly Oktoberfest in the Midwest. It's in St. Charles, September 23rd through the 25th. Take in authentic German and local bands performing on the 7-Up and contemporary stages. Enjoy mouth-watering food, arts and crafts, and over 30 varieties of German and American beers. Ameristar VIP lounge tickets are still available at stcharlesoktoberfest.com. You'll find something for everyone at the 30th annual St. Charles Oktoberfest.
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. At St. Mary's, we understand how young men learn. We've developed a student-centered curriculum to take advantage of brain-compatible learning. Our innovative program integrates 21st-century learning technology, including the use of one-on-one Chromebooks, flipped classroom instruction, and Project Lead the Way's computer science classes. Be a part of a world-class academic program that prepares young men for today and for the future. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
Which comes in handy as you mow your yard with your Husqvarna mower, also from RTP. They're located off I-44 and 141 and West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, are you ready to play?
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Before we introduce Mr. Evans, let me mention that Peon has put on our Facebook page, it's a short documentary, it's 40 seconds. It was what?
45 minutes.
45 minutes, I'm sorry. It's what reminded me of the joke I told. It's called The Man with the 7-Second Memory. Wow, what a great documentary. He's put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. I'm sure you can go to YouTube and type in Man with a 7-Second Memory. It is beyond belief. And now, someone else who is beyond belief for different reasons. A man with a much longer memory. In fact, he remembers back when he was a fraudulent imposter flight attendant, when he was pretending to be a singer. He remembers all that, a singer that he really wasn't. He's done it all. He remembers it all. He is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they are both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and are they fantastic. Gift cards. Please remember, there's no one who doesn't appreciate a gift card to either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now, without further ado, French, here is Mike Evans. You know who it is. You got to see this man.
Oh,
you
gotta
see
this memory joke.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Man with a 7-second memory. You got to watch this thing.
Okay, I'll do it.
It is really good.
Sounds like the kind of thing I'd like.
Yep, you would.
Pop quiz question, a food quiz question today.
All right.
These are the three very most popular meats in China, but one of these three meats is the most popular.
Tube steak.
Frog and turtle stew.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Pig face.
Yeah, pig face.
Bull penises.
Wasn't Pig Face the name of a wife of a guy who used to work here? Did he call her Pig Face? Something like that.
Yeah.
Only three choices?
Bull penises, pig face, or frogs and turtle stew.
They all sound good to me.
Hollywood politics. Hillary has already received $15 million from her celebrity supporters who were scheduled to be having lunch and dinner with her today here in Los Angeles. She didn't come because she's sick, of course. And despite Bill filling in, a couple of these celebrities want their money back. I'd rather hang out with Bill than Hillary anytime.
What
about that?
Well, but he can't do you the favor she can when she's president.
Did you guys see that Ryan Lochte, those two guys, I beat him up yesterday?
My wife told me about it on Dancing with the Stars. She told me about it, but I didn't see it.
I think he set that up himself. I mean, who's going to get shirts made and go to the trouble and get arrested to go and harass Ryan Lochte?
I don't think he would have set that up because there's nothing about it that's positive for him.
Nick, keeps his name in the news.
Yeah, his name's in the news anyway.
They'll probably keep him around for a few more weeks. People will watch.
Love nuggets.
I know it sounds crazy, but friends of Leonardo DiCaprio swear that he wants to finally get married. His target is 24-year-old, 5'9", 121-pound Swedish supermodel Nina Agdo.
Yeah, how old is he, Leonardo?
45.
Way to go, Leo.
No love here. Mariah Carey allowed her 55-year-old sister Allison to stay in jail after being arrested for prostitution for 5 days. Bill is $502. Mariah says she wasn't going to pay it. She's a real great
great mom.
Sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sports!
Shorts.
How about them Rams?
How about that? Yeah, everybody here is happy.
You know what? They're horrible.
Oh, they were.
That's nothing new. They've been horrible for a long time.
They're just terrible. And Jeff Fisher's a horrible coach.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not working out the way he was supposed to.
Sports shorts, you hear about Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones called a full-blown press conference, rush everybody in the Dallas media out to the Cowboy Complex 45 miles from the city. When they got there, they saw a very well-rehearsed, most expensive private-owned helicopter land. Jerry jumped out and said, "Wait for my new toy!"
That was the reason?
That was the reason he called all these medias out to the ego party of one.
To see his helicopter?
To see his new helicopter.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What have you heard in L.A. on the news stations and stuff about the Rams?
Well, it's too soon. I mean,
just from last night.
Well, I was saying I just saw an L.A. Times article that said, "Please, St. Louis, take him back."
You know, they already want to get rid of him. It's great. We will love it if Stan Kroenke is miserable.
Oh,
they may not win a game this year.
He doesn't care, though. He doesn't care about the on-field
he'll
play.
Care when and they no longer have any value.
All of his teams are terrible.
He got everything that he wanted.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He got them to bend over for him.
Bend over.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte never have been friends. When Phelps heard that the Lochte guy is suspended for 10 months, Michael Phelps' comment was, "It should have been 10 years.
Oh, man.
It's real nice.
And everybody knows that Tim Tebow signed a baseball contract with the Mets, but did you know that he actually was offered a contract with five teams, including Kansas City and Oakland, which would have made a lot more sense because they're American League teams that could use a designated hitter, and they don't know how well he can field. They just know he can hit. But when he was with Denver Broncos and they let him go, he was offered several teams, including Jacksonville, but he went to play for the New York Jets. He picked the New York Mets because that's where the media is.
Is he a better football player or baseball player?
Pardon me?
Is he better
at baseball?
At baseball than football?
I wouldn't think so.
You okay?
I got a little cough. I may be Hillary Clinton in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear that cough one more time. That's a brain tumor.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Date in history, September 13th, 1922, the hottest day ever recorded on Earth. 136 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, wow.
It was in Libya. We had a couple days here in Palm Springs. It was 121 this summer. Mm. That's hot.
That's pretty hot.
And finally. What is the most popular meat in China? Is it frog and turtle stew, pig face, or bull penis?
That all sounds so good. Dan?
I was thinking of the frog and turtle, but I think I'll just go bull penis.
I'll say the frog and turtle.
Then I'm going to say pig face.
Mm. By the way, their favorite beverage is Peking duck water. Water that tastes like the king duck.
Oh.
Oh, yuck.
The answer is pig face.
Aha! Yeah.
Wow.
Is he a pecking duck?
Yeah, I think
it's Peking. He can't correct him. He'll get mad.
I know. That's why I waited till you hung up on him.
I know.
I've never been to China. I don't care to go to China.
No.
But the people I've talked to who did, we have some friends, and he sells manufacturing equipment, so he had to go to China. His wife told us, she's there an hour, and she wants to go home. Yeah. It was horrible. Yeah. And the food, their Chinese food is nothing what we call Chinese food.
No.
They said you couldn't even find our Chinese food there.
We've Americanized
it. It's pig face and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, she said she lived on, like, beer and water or something.
And don't they go there's just a hole in the floor.
I believe that's right. You squat over a hole, use the bathroom. The good old United States of America. I'll just stay right here. Mm-hmm. In spite of all the goofy political stuff that's going on, I'd still rather be here. My bank is First Community Credit Union. Doesn't have the word bank anywhere in it, but it's still where I do all my banking. And I want to remind you, Mr. and Mrs. Business Person, you need a small commercial loan, small in this case being 100 grand, give or take. You need to talk to the folks at First Community because they're real good at that stuff. And they work with lots of businesses, small businesses, when it comes to commercial loans. Here's the other thing they're good with. Rates and customer service. That pretty much is about all you want in a bank is you want to know and not have to worry about whether or not you're getting a good rate, whether you're borrowing money or saving money. You want to know that they're competitive in the marketplace, and you want to know that they treat you like they're glad to have you as a customer. And they will, and they do. First Community Credit Union, we are thrilled that for like 4 years now or something, they've been the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. A terrific show. A lot of weekend programming is not too good. This show is very entertaining, and it makes money for people who sell things, and people who are buying things many times find what they're looking for, and they couldn't find it anywhere else. And again, the only sponsor is First Community Credit Union. There are 42 locations. They're working on number 43. It will probably open in the fall. We'll let you know. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area. A great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
I just got word that there's some kind of incident on northbound 55 at 141 that's got a lane blocked and getting a slowdown there. If you're traveling southbound 270, you've got some stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. But then you have, I guess it's a couple of stalls, or maybe there was an accident and another stall that was near it, off on the shoulder at the Tease Road overpass. That's causing a slowdown from Graboy up to Tease. They do have a flatbed truck with it. Southbound 170, that's slowing from Olive down through Highway 40. If you're coming in for baseball, eastbound 40 drivers. Timberlake Manor through Mason, Lindbergh, pockets all the way in through Big Bend. Downtown here, eastbound 40 is slowing. Looks like Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have westbound 70, that's getting better. Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. And westbound 364, it's running a little bit slow now at the Maryland Heights Expressway. Staples, they still have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now is a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green and tea!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. This Saturday, the Missouri Tigers open up SEC play as the Georgia Bulldogs come to Mizzou. KTRS pregame starts at 4, kickoff at 6:30 on your home for the Missouri Tigers. Big 550, KTRS.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou.
ABC Radio's Ryder Cup Rundown, brought to you by StubHub.
Davis Love III is the captain of the 2016 USA Ryder Cup team. Love was captain in 2012, and as a player, he participated in six Ryder Cups. This year's event begins on September 27th at the Hazeltine National Golf Club in Chaska, Minnesota.
What's more exciting than watching golf on the couch? Experiencing the Ryder Cup live at Hazeltine. Say no to the living room and yes to Ryder Cup tickets. StubHub, your ticket out.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Kabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to access a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage has provided over $2 billion to 80,000 small businesses like yours. To get started, visit Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
KTRS St. Louis, live and local. Depend on it.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Please thank a police officer when you see him or her, and join us tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, new homes going up in Chesterfield, but now workers have turned up something they didn't expect to find.
New video of a suspect placing a suspicious package outside a North County elementary school who police want your help finding.
Dozens of police canine teams are coming to St. Charles. What they're doing there and how you can see what they do up close.
New at 6, possible human remains uncovered at a Chesterfield construction site.
And yet, in spite of the police tape and police cars, authorities are telling us it's not a crime scene. Andy Banker is here with the story that you will only see on Fox. Andy?
And this is right on Wild Horse Creek Road on the western reaches of Chesterfield, an area known for Native American artifacts. It's a magnet for what you might call amateur archaeologists. The Chesterfield City Administrator says one of them turned up quite a find last night.